April 24, the rest Christ offers. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, 28. There is a condition to the rest and peace here offered us by Christ. It is that of yoking up with him. All who will accept the condition will find that the yoke of Christ will help them to bear every burden needful for them to carry. Without Christ at our side to bear the heaviest part of the load, we must indeed say that it is heavy. But yoked with him to our car of duty, the burdens of life may all be lightly carried, and just in proportion as man acts in willing obedience to the requirements of God will come rest of spirit. Meekness and humility will characterize all who are obedient to the law of God, all who will wear the yoke of Christ with submission. These graces will bring the desirable result of peace in the service of God. God knows that if we were left to follow our own inclinations, to go just where our will would lead us, we would fall into Satan's lines and become possessors of his attributes. Therefore, the law of God confines us to the will of one who is high and noble and elevating. He desires that we shall patiently and wisely take up the duties of service. A sullen submission to the will of the Father will develop the character of a rebel. The service is looked upon by such a one in the light of drudgery. It is not rendered cheerfully and in the love of God. It is a mere mechanical performance. Such service brings no peace or quietude to the soul. God presents to the world two classes. For the one, the wicked, he says there is no peace, Isaiah 8:48-22. Of the other, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Psalm 119:165. The Lord calls his yoke easy and his burden light. Yet that yoke will not give us a life of ease and freedom and selfish indulgence. The life of Christ is one of self-denial and self-sacrifice at every step, and his true follower with consistent Christ-like tenderness and love will follow in the footsteps of his master.